You're listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. Commentator Brian Onunoyne joins us now with these thoughts on the attack on the French satirical weekly newspaper Charlie Hebdo and the killing of 12 people at its office in Paris last week.
Good morning. I completely disagree with your opinion, but I will defend with my life your right to say it. In light of the recent attacks on the offices of Charlie Hebdo, it seems chillingly ironic that it was the 18th century French philosopher Voltaire who was said to have first uttered these words. If Voltaire were alive today, I think it's perfectly conceivable to imagine him working as a newspaper columnist. Let's imagine that he is at a specially convened meeting of the newspaper editorial staff. They are all very afraid, and rightly so. I can imagine Voltaire asking the exceedingly awkward question to his colleagues and management. Hey, why don't we show the cartoons? If we show the cartoons, this is how we defeat the enemy of freedom of the press. Of course, reasons will be given as to why the news media won't show the cartoons, and my guess is that some people in the media will feel that, well, the cartoonists, they were asking for it now, weren't they? Huh? Here's how some people might articulate that point of view. The staff of Charlie Hebdo must accept part of the responsibility for this atrocity. They put themselves in the crosshairs, didn't they? They overstepped the boundaries. They deliberately provoked outrage from the Islamic community. Freedom of speech? Yes, but come on, like, it's not like you can shout fire in a crowded building. Well, here's what I think Voltaire might have said to that as an argument. No, you cannot shout fire in a crowded building because, yes, there ought to be limits to freedom of speech. But when the cartoonists depicted the mocking images of Islam, they did not put anybody's life in jeopardy. They just drew cartoons, cartoons which cannot be equated with deliberately trying to start a stampede in a crowded area by shouting fire. People are not physically endangered by cartoons. The cartoonists were like court gestures poking fun at us. They never put anybody in harm's way. And if you can prove that they did, well then certainly, yes, let's throw the book at them in a court of law. But they don't deserve to be gunned down for what they drew. How do you face the child whose father is now dead and tell them, well, your daddy was partly to blame here because he drew some cartoons and some people, well, they're very angry about that. The man drew some pictures. And what's more, Charlie Hebdo was well known for printing cartoons that savagely mocked Catholicism and Judaism. But there was no outrage from the gunmen over those images. It's because there's a double standard here. I suppose there are other arguments for not printing the cartoons. Things like, oh, it really won't make any difference, will it? Or, France has the biggest population of Muslims in Europe, you know, so maybe the French have only themselves to blame. But we'll leave those arguments for another day. Give me liberty, or give me death. Have a lovely day, and I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye now.
That was commentator Brian Onunoyne, who teaches a class called Ireland, Here I Come, and takes groups to Ireland every year. He also teaches a class called Italia, and you can contact Brian by email at brian@acrosstheponandbeyond.com. You can hear the commentaries of Brian Onunoyne every Thursday morning at 7:45 here on Red River Radio.